Well, good morning, good morning. Let's, if you can all take your seats again, we might have some time at the end to chat. But I'm so glad I didn't lose that game. It would be a bit embarrassing, isn't it, talking about the Word of God if I don't really know that. So, yeah, very happy I didn't lose. Yeah, but a question for you to get us started. Why do we have trees to celebrate Christmas? What has got a Christmas tree to do with the birth of Jesus? I don't remember Christmas trees in the Nativity play. Maybe palm trees would be better. But why do we have these Christmas trees to help us celebrate the birth of Jesus? Well, let's start with the wrong answers first. Now, some people made up this theory that Christians took over pagan rituals of worshipping trees. Now, this is a complete, just made up theory, complete nonsense. I don't know about you, but I don't know any Christians worshipping the Christmas trees. I know some people really like them, never seen anyone worshipping them. But this is not a theory that is based on actual data, actual history. Now, unfortunately, my family used to believe that. So growing up, we didn't have any Christmas trees. Now, God has been so gracious, and He's given me a wife that now puts up two Christmas trees. So all my childhood is... The Lord has restored, anyway. But so, where do Christmas trees actually come from? Now, starting around the 1500s in Central Europe, around Germany, people would celebrate the feast of Adam and Eve on the 24th of December. So not on Christmas, but on the 24th of December, people would celebrate this feast of Adam and Eve. And what they would often do, they would enact this play of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And a bit like tonight, we've got a play, isn't it? Just visualizing the story. And what they would often do, they would have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And to be part of that play. So originally, the Christmas tree was actually known as the paradise tree. I don't know if you knew that. It wasn't about the birth of Jesus, but it was the opposite. It was about the fall of humanity. Hence why they would decorate these paradise trees with apples. And we still do that, isn't it? We still decorate the Christmas trees with this forbidden fruit. And the paradise tree is meant to remind us that actually paradise was lost. That was the meaning, just to remind us what happened with Adam and Eve, that we have lost the paradise. But you know what? God is so merciful, isn't He? He made a promise to fix that. Let's look at a few verses in Isaiah chapter 9. This is the promise that God made. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For unto us a child is born. Now, even though the first Adam has caused this great darkness, God has promised great light and joy through the birth of the second Adam, Jesus. And so Christians started to add some candles to these paradise trees to symbolize the light of that Christ would bring. And we still do that, don't we? We still add light to these paradise trees. Again, it's just to remind us of the promise of light in the midst of great darkness. That God won't just leave us in our sin. He won't leave us in the darkness. No, He will save us. That's what Jesus is all about, isn't it? He is the one that will save us. So what originally started as the paradise tree of knowledge of good and evil slowly transformed more into the other paradise tree, the tree of life. Now, Paul talks about this connection between Adam and Jesus in a lot of detail in Romans 5. Just give you one verse here. Paul says this: yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. And so people also started to hang these white wafers or cookies, symbolizing the communion bread. And this is a beautiful connection, that we've lost the paradise by eating the forbidden fruit. And we can get the paradise back by eating, consuming the body of Christ, isn't it? There is just a beautiful connection there. These early Christians realized between just eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but now we eat of the tree of life, Christ himself. And that is why the angel said at the birth of Christ, by now you should all know that, don't be afraid. Anyway, I bring you good news of great joy that is for all people. Now, this whole sentence is just amazing, isn't it? Good news, great joy, all people. Just a beautiful sentence. Now, in Greek, the words great joy are megalen charan. And so we could say that as mega joy. This megalen joy, mega joy. And I like the translation, just a great joy. What Christ brings is this just amazing amount of joy. Not a little bit of joy, this is a mega joy that Christ's birth brings to us. And it's for all people, because he is the tree of life now. He opens the way back to paradise for us. And we have access to eternal life through Christ. And this mega joy is so important for us as Christians, because it's this joy that gives us strength in this life, isn't it? This joy is much more than just happiness due to favorable circumstances. It goes so much deeper. And it's often present despite unfavorable circumstances, isn't it? It's not based on what we're experiencing now. It's based on what Christ has done, based on that Christ has come. And when we have this mega joy, we gain a right perspective on life. We won. We will be in paradise, in the presence of God forever. So this Christmas, let's really celebrate. Let's rejoice. That's the right response to the message of Christmas. Let's celebrate, let's feast on Christ. Let all the decoration and food remind us of this great joy, this mega joy that we now have. The light has come, that we will be in paradise because of what Jesus has done. Amen. Let's just thank God for his great joy and for Christ. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we want to thank you so much this morning that you have not left us to be in the darkness, but you have sent your very own Son to bring light back into our lives. That even though we don't deserve to be in paradise, you came to us from heaven to take us back with you, to be in your presence forever. And we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And you are our Emmanuel. You are God with us. And because of you, we can have this great joy in our lives. And what I thank you the most for is that this joy is for all people. then none of us are excluded. This is great joy for all people. And so we pray that each one of us may experience it. Today, tomorrow, this Christmas, and forever, we want to know just the depths of your joy. This mega joy that you have promised for us, that you have brought for us, Jesus. Despite our circumstances, especially because of our bad circumstances, we pray that you would fill us afresh with your joy this Christmas season as we celebrate what you have done, Jesus, and who you are. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.